All right, welcome to Council Chat. I'm Vice Mayor Brandon Johnson. With me is Council Member Becky Tuttle.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you here. It's been a while since I've been on here.
Yeah, me too. And I think maybe the last time was with you, so I'm glad to be back.
Yeah. Hey, last night we hosted the ribbon cutting for the Evergy Pavilion at Nafsker Park. Great turnout. It was hot, but it was fun. The Nafsker family joined us. We had all of our partners there. Again, it was good to finally open that park after a year last year when we decided to cancel the event due to COVID. A year later, a year and some months later, we were able to have a great event. And we had other leaders in the community there and wonderful park staff that worked really hard to kind of make that happen. So definitely a good evening. Even though it was hot, we had fun.
Yeah, that's great. Sorry I missed it. I was triple booked last night, and events are definitely in full swing back in our community. Hoping that, you know, we'll continue to see that and be able to keep things open. But my nights are certainly filling up, and as are my weekends, not only with events, but getting to go back to homeowner association meetings and other meetings. It's been great to be able to talk to community members and listen to their needs. And we certainly tried to do it, you know, virtually, but there's just something about sitting down with someone and being able to have a conversation with them face to face. So really glad to be able to do that. This past week in City Council, we held a workshop and heard presentations on a variety of issues, including the master plan for Clapp Park. So excited to see what's going to happen. You mentioned park staff. They do such a great job. And my favorite part about hearing about the plan and learning more is just the community engagement that's been woven throughout the entire process, and making sure that we're really trying to listen to community members and what they want and what they feel is the most important. So I was excited to hear about that. And then also progress on policing and safety initiatives. Had a deputy chief come and give us some updates, and then also got some more information from him yesterday about some emerging trends for 2021, and appreciate all the Wichita Police Department does to keep our community safe, especially with policing and traffic issues. And then also a new CORA process. CORA is the Kansas Open Records Act. It'll make sure that our request for information from community members is more transparent and more accessible. And I told someone recently that I think that is one of the brightest examples of working smarter, not harder. It's going to be easier for the community, and it's going to be easier for our staff. So it, to me, it just seems like a win-win.
Yeah. I thought we had a great workshop on all of those topics, especially the CORA process. That library, I thought, was kind of exciting because you get to see the requests other citizens have made before. That way, if you have the same question, you can just get your question answered right there. And then I tried not to get too nerdy on the Clapp Master Plan, but as we talked about Aviation Hill, that's kind of my thing. I like that. So also next week, we will discuss an asbestos removal project here in District 1, downtown around the Kansas Health Science Center. We'll also discuss the 2020 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, as well as some asbestos remediation, again, in those three buildings downtown around the Kansas Health Science Center.
And next week, we're also going to be discussing an issue that's really near and dear to my heart, and it's health literacy, and discussing the opportunity to accept a grant to enhance our equitable community. I received a grant long before I was on council on health equity, and so I'm really excited to get into this agenda packet over the weekend and learn more. But it looks like it's a $4 million grant to help make sure that in some of our more vulnerable populations, we're getting accurate information about safety for the vaccine for coronavirus, to ensure more people for COVID-19 are getting vaccinated, and just making sure that they have accurate information, but in a way that people can understand and really resonates with them. So we'll be excited to learn more. And then also we'll be discussing a land acquisition for a new Patrol East substation. You and I both have a vested interest in this one. District 2 doesn't have a police substation. We have always had North that's in District 1, and East, which is also in District 1, but now it's going to be moving to District 3. And I know you and I were really monitoring that situation to make sure that the residents in our districts still have good coverage and adequate response times. And we all feel that this is really the best location. It will come after, it's coming after extensive discussion and partnership opportunities and efforts.
Yeah, and I think it's another example of community input being a good thing and the city listening to those we serve. Folks in the neighborhood didn't want to see the expansion of that Patrol East substation within Cypress Park. They love the law enforcement having them there, but they didn't want to take up the green space. And so we listened. We heard from the community, the homeowners association, the neighborhood. And we also then began to look at other alternatives to that site. And this one was a really good alternative. And honestly, one of the residents recommended this as Bob and I talked about it as well. And so, again, working with the community, came up with a great solution. Staff went out and knocked doors around the new location over in District 3. The neighbors there really liked the idea and were excited about it. And so, again, it was a win-win. The police station stays close for all of those concerned about having law enforcement close. But also it's not an expansion into the green space of Cypress Park. So I think all around it was a good win. And, again, continued engagement is always good with your elected officials because we do listen.
Yeah, and last week, and Patrol East had a school supply drive, and I went last Saturday morning and got to talk to some of our Wichita's finest police officers, and they're excited, and just that we're moving forward. The current location, Patrol East, they're so cramped, and yeah, they do not have enough space, and so even though it'll, you know, take a while for the build out, but just to see the progress, I think, is encouraging, not just for our community, but for our own staff as well.
Yeah, yeah. Glad to see that and also heard those same concerns. Lastly, just another reminder, join us next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. here at City Hall for our evening public budget hearing and weigh in on your budget priorities. This is something that I think all of us council members have heard from the community. They want to have sometime a meeting in the evening where they can give feedback when they're not at work and they want to address the city council. And again, community engagement, we listened. So this Thursday, August 5th, 6:30 down at City Hall, come in here, get there a few minutes early if you want because of security, but definitely come in, join us, talk about your ideas and thoughts on the budget. If you haven't seen where we are so far, you can go to the city's YouTube page right now and look at our prior budget workshops or retreats and see what those buckets are for community investment and kind of where we're going right now. And then you can show up on Thursday and let us know if we're going in the right direction or if you have any other ideas.
I always say that the budget vote is the most important vote that I make all year, because yep, where you put your treasure shows where you put your values.
Yeah.
And so I think it's a very solid budget. We've had lots of community input and staff work and council work getting to this point. So excited to see it come to fruition here within the next month.
Yep, me too.
So thank you everyone for joining us, and we hope that you have a good weekend. And please remember, if you're listening to this today on the 30th of July, it's supposed to be exceptionally hot this weekend. So make sure if you're outside, you're staying hydrated. And also don't forget your pets if they're outside. Make sure they have water if you can bring them in. And then check in on your neighbors, especially the elderly, and make sure that they have the resources that they need and air conditioning and are staying hydrated. It's supposed to be so hot this weekend that it could be considered dangerous. So everybody take care. Thanks again for joining us, and we'll talk to you soon.